Mary had a little man.
The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
With no start date, his three-step plan outlines an effort to gradually restart the economy, beginning in areas least affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
We took the greatest economy in the history of the world, and we closed it in order to win this war, and we're in the process of winning it now. We are not opening all at once, but one careful step at a time.
In phase one, a soft reopening of parts of the United States. For example, while the vulnerable still shelter in place, working from home will still be encouraged, but some Americans can slowly begin to go back to their offices. And businesses like restaurants and gyms could open using strict safety measures, but no large gatherings. Phase two will relax some social distancing efforts, like opening schools and allowing elective surgeries and non-essential travel again. For phase three, normal life resumes as much as possible. No staffing restrictions at work, and big sporting and entertainment venues will be back in business again with limited restrictions. Those most vulnerable asked to still practice social distancing while they're in public spaces.
Not every state, not every region is going to do it at the same time. Sooner or later, we will get to the point, hopefully sooner, with safety as the most important thing, to a point where we can get back to some form of normality.
But before states begin the path toward lifting restrictions, the guidelines suggest they have a decrease of coronavirus cases across a two-week period, a return of pre-crisis hospital conditions, and an adequate supply of personal protective equipment for healthcare workers, and have the ability to set up safe and efficient screening sites.
The criteria that the federal government has recommended are fairly strict, and that's to give states really the time to really set up exactly how they're going to contact trace with the CDC in the background as supporting.
While unveiling the plans in a phone call with governors, a source familiar with the conversation said the president told them, you were going to call your own shots.
Oh!
You're on your own, everybody. You're on your own. We have the most pathetic leader in the history of leaders. Unfreaking believable. All right. So what Trump did yesterday was he created the appearance that he's doing something while doing nothing. That is just so Trump. It really, he's the laziest. This is why he calls people sleepy and lazy, because he's sleepy and lazy. This man does not want to work. He doesn't want to use the Defense Production Act to get testing done, to raise the number of tests that are available, to get the reagents, to get... America is literally out of Q-tips, and I just, every time I hear that, every time I hear people say, we just don't have swabs. I'm like, here, take my Q-tip, go in my face, in my nose, just test me, please, for God's sake, for the love of Pete, heavens to Murgatroyd, my goodness gracious, test me, please. So he's saying, okay, we'll have a staggered opening with no timeline at all, and not mentioning any states where data is guiding the staggered opening. I'll tell you, you're going to have more staggering than opening is what you're going to have. You're going to, I mean, you know, we're going to stagger back to normal. You'll have a lot more staggering than normal. I don't know where normal is. The Midwest is just now starting to erupt. You know, the Governor Whitmer is like, please stop going out in large groups protesting because, quite frankly, that is the reason why you have to stay at home. You're making it worse. They did it in Minnesota today, too. Look at this. This is so unbelievable. I mean, you got these large crowds on the streets in Minnesota outside of Governor. I can't believe your governor. I never knew this, that your governor's name, I had to look it up today, was Tim Walz. Mr. Walz is your governor? Walz?
Khartoum. Khartoum.
Anybody? Godfather? Anybody? Anybody? Yeah, it was Herman Walz. Walz pictures. That's who woke up with the horse head. Which is what we're going to be eating because all the beef plants are closing down. We're going to have to eat horse head. But Mr. Walz is your governor, and he's like, you know, please just stay the freak home. They're outside of Mr. Waltz's house. outside of his house. What, does Johnny Fontaine need a role in a movie? Why are they there? No masks, no nothing. Look at this. This is the nice state. So as you look at this, you'll notice there are no Confederate flags. All right. Yay, Minnesota. But look at these people. There's no masks. There's no nothing. There's just people standing around shoulder to shoulder protesting a pandemic. How do you do that? Could we talk about sacrifice? Could we please? Because this is like the opposite of Rosie the Riveter, okay? Remember her? Tough girl. Tough broad. Good-looking woman. Muscles. Tough. Badass. Remember her? We can do it. We can do it. Isn't how I imagine her to sound. You know, you could put any voice in her head that you'd like. But I mean, honestly, you know, people in Maryland won't wear a mask. And there was a guy, this is in the newspaper today, Petula Dvorak wrote a column about what she said. And she said she was in rural Maryland and that there was an order given to begin wearing a face covering in stores and on public transportation. And these are the people that won't do it. You're probably the people who go, Cuomo sucks. He left the trains open. Okay? I mean, it's a question. Like, why did he do it? I'm from New York. I understand that, you know, people need the trains. It's the only way to get from here to there. Although I think they could have run buses. Just saying, you know, with a little ventilation, windows open. Just saying. Okay, but that said, these are the people that won't wear face masks. So you had a man who was, owning a store owner, rural farm and feed store, and Petula, who wrote this column, goes and buys her pet's food there. So she went to the feed store, and there was a man standing outside who said, "Sir, you can't enter the store without a mask." It was a worker who was stationed outside of the entrance to the store. And an old man, this is what, an old man, he juts out his chin, and he puts his shoulders back, and he says, "This is America. This is America. You can't tell me what I gotta wear." Now, I don't know why I gave a guy from Maryland a southern accent. My aunt and my uncle lived in Silver Spring for a really long time. They had no southern accent, just saying. But yes, this is America, and America is asking you to sacrifice for the greater good. This is why we have so many movies and documentaries and PBS special about the Greatest Generation. I mean, Tom Brokaw celebrated the greatest. This is why we literally long for this nostalgic Greatest Generation that we did not get to be part of. And maybe we wished we could. Well, now you can. Now you can. Michigan, you know, they're waving Confederate flags up north. I don't even get that. What is the connection except for the white supremacist part? Oh, I guess I just answered my own rhetorical question, is what I did there. But, you know, they're screaming lock her up to Gretchen Whitmer, who is, you know, fabulous. I mean, she's just superwoman. Standing there trying to protect Michiganders from their own damn selves, trying to talk reason into, and they're screaming lock her up, lock her up. Don't you get sacrificing is American right now? Don't you understand that this is a time for sacrifice and that if you are, you know, unemployed, you're supposed to be getting your state's unemployment plus $600 on top of it? And then there's also another plan, another program, PUA, that didn't even go into effect yet. That's another $600. Be pissed off at, you know, your state's labor department for running COBOL programs, which I believe I still know. I don't know the new ones. I don't know any of the new ones. But I mean, every one of us is being called upon now. Every single one of us and every single one of you can be like an Uber American, and that does not mean buying lawn signs with stars and stripes on it or wearing Make America, you know, fat again. I don't, what is it? What is that? I don't, that's not it.